Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is the concept of suppression of symptoms, as understood by homeopaths and naturopaths. Simply put, suppression of a patient's symptoms would be using a powerful medication to stop somebody's discomfort immediately, yet have something worse happen afterward. Some examples of this are relatively straightforward and are very much acknowledged by mainstream medicine. The overuse of antibiotics, I think, is a good place to start, as most healthcare providers nowadays realize that as more antibiotics are used, more bacteria become resistant to a given drug, so that stronger, more costly medication is needed to combat these drug-resistant superbugs. This problem is truly becoming more and more of a threat in hospitals, especially with staph infections. The suppression of symptoms, however, can be less obvious when the patient's problem gets pushed to a difficult level altogether, as some think happens with vaccination. Indeed, there is an argument that an acute infection like measles, chickenpox, or mumps is the body's natural method for dealing with toxins, and to stop or suppress this natural process with a shot in the arm is not a smart idea. More and more people, including especially parents, are blaming vaccination for the increase in autism in this country, although cause and effect has not been proven. Other chronic problems, such as allergies and asthma, are also on the rise. Most people, I think, don't remember life-threatening peanut allergies to be as prevalent in the past, for example, as they are today. The idea here is that to stop an acute infection with drugs is to weaken the body's ability to naturally deal with toxins and set the person up for a more chronic and sometimes more life-threatening issue. A natural alternative to antibiotics could be modifying the diet or fasting if fever is present during an infection. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.